Hello, and welcome again to Daily Inspiration. It's Brother Jeff here, and I'd like to talk to you about the cross. The cross is our proof of discipleship. John 20:25 states, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, I will not believe." He said, except he sees the print of the nails, he will not believe. And in Galatians 6, verse 17, he said, I bear on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Galatians 6. And you know, that's good thought. The world seems to test men by the saying, you could say, the print of the nails. It never believes in a man that's crucified him. Willingness to suffer is the ultimate test of anybody's sincerity. It is the man who bears in his body the print of the nails who commands allegiance and heroic service. A gospel of poverty, preached by one clothed in fine linen and faring sumptuously every day, may win applause, but no converts. The message of the lip is judged by the marks of the hand. Except men see the prints of the nails, they're not going to believe. And this is also heaven's test as well as the world's. The proof of discipleship is still the cross. It is not by the correctness of our creed or our professions of loyalty that we're going to be judged. Destiny turns upon the marks, the nail marks of life. Nothing will win a convert like nail prints. It cannot be said of all suffering that it carries to me. What I'm saying there is, it cannot be said of all suffering that it carries conviction. If it be born of necessity and endured with whining, it convinces nobody. But when it is endured with fortitude and with loyalty to the conviction, it becomes a powerful argument and prevailing appeal. They might have returned had they been so minded. One word often would have ended their suffering, but they went straight on. The flesh quivered, they didn't faint. They were ready to seal their testimony with the blood. The men saw the prints of the nails and believed. Every kind of power is impressive. There's no power that carries conviction like the power to suffer in the cause of equity and truth. The blood of the martyrs has ever been the seed of the church, as it was said. When the world finds a man prepared to die for his cause, it does its best to kill him, but ends in crowning him. When Bruce Tucker, in his eager enthusiasm to reach the villages of India for Christ, traveled in native dress on foot, he was repelled and his message spurned. After long and arduous travel, he lay down one evening under a tree in utter exhaustion. While he slept, the natives crept up and examined his person. On his heels, they noticed large blisters. And when he awoke, they were ready to listen. Booth Tucker asked him why they had been so indifferent and were now so receptive. They pointed to the blisters, for they concluded that no one except a sincere, earnest man would endure such inconvenience for us. They had discovered, and we say, the print of the nail. There's an old poem that says, if thou, my Christ today, wouldst speak to me and say, what battles hast thou fought for me? Show me thy scars, I thank you, speak. the depth of victory. If thou shouldest speak, my Christ, my leader and my king, and bid me lay my wounds in Christ, the scars born but for thee in Christ. What love scars would I bring? Many spirits are abroad in the world, and the credentials they display are splendid gifts of mind, eloquence, and love. Christians look carefully and ask for the Prince of the Nation. Well, I just encourage you today. Are you bearing in your body the mark of the Lord Jesus? And sing a song.
It says, ready to suffer grief or pain, ready to stand the test, ready to go, or ready to send others. You know, where are you? Are you willing to suffer for the Lord Jesus? Are you willing to be that, as we say sometimes, the rug mat, and let them wipe their feet on you for the sake of the gospel? I tell you, Christianity is more than a cross hanging on the wall. Christianity is more than a church steeple. Christianity is more than my mom and dad did this. It's where an individual wants to die and take up the cross and follow Jesus. And he doesn't care what it takes to please his Lord. He has seen something greater than his selfish dream. He wants to please the one that is called. May God help us all to do that. Thank you for your call today. May God grace you with his presence and a willingness to be known with him and to fellowship with him in his sufferings. Have a great day now, and follow Jesus.